Here we are at the audio point with a silhouette of hand shears. Shears like these were used to cut fleece off sheep. You can see the remains of a recent landslide nearby. Here's Eileen Millward, a local farmer, talking about her memories of the morning of the landslide and her neighbour from the other side of the valley, Dennis Rowse, remembering the trees that were felled in the First World War.
We had a telephone call from our neighbour across the river asking were we going to move to Swansea. He told us there'd been a landslide. He could see it from his house, but we couldn't see it. And when we got down there, well, a huge chunk had gone down, but it was still outside. It was still in the woods, not in the field. And then gradually, over several times, it got further and further back into the field. So my husband had to fence the gaping hole twice or three times, moving it back further each time. It must have blocked the river, because you could see the river, looking down, you could see the water had come further. There's a flatter piece below, and it had spread the water back over this ledge. The river was coloured for weeks, because the soil was being washed away, just held up by the trees and what have you.
Well, the timber on the wood this side was all cut down in the 1914 war. And they had a steam engine then up by Colburn. They had a narrow gauge track, and they had horses as well working down, dragging the timber to this point where they were loading it. And then there was a traction engine up on the top then, hauling it up. After they finished the Glenlake side, they went where we call the top of the Colburn waterfalls, where the chapel was. And a little boy started work with him. He lost his life there. And they didn't cut another stick after. It was a treacherous old place, you know.